This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here today for two reasons that coincide. One is to say thank you, and the other is to serve you something. I know you're dying to eat right now. Get to that big lunch. But listen, you need to know the gratitude that I, my fellow Texans, and your fellow Americans have for you, for what you're doing and what you continue to do. Everybody knows that our military, National Guard and otherwise, as well as our Department of Public Safety officers, you serve 24/7. There are times when you're deployed, times when you're not deployed, but the fact of the matter is, having you available to serve the state of Texas or the United States of America is essential for Texas and for our country to remain sovereign, free, and safe. And that's exactly what you are delivering to the people of our great state. And I want to say thank you so much for everything that you're doing. No state in America has a National Guard like the Texas National Guard, either in volume or quality or what you've provided for our country. Our country, meaning people outside the state of Texas, they know exactly what you've done, the difference that you've made. The truth, the facts are that what happened over the past 4 years was unprecedented. More than 11 million people came across our border illegally. It's not just the volume of people. It is the intent, the crime, the harm that they caused along the way. Y'all surely know the stories. There have been little girls in Texas raped and murdered by people who have come across the border illegally. There have been family after family after family in the state of Texas alone that have been physically beaten, abused, harmed, or had their homes or their neighborhoods decimated. They needed somebody to step into that breach and stand up for the rule of law upon which our country was created. The men and women who did that are the men and women of the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety. Americans, thank you for your service. I know that sometimes what you're doing may be hard. My only hope is this, and that is that you know also every single day how important, how essential it is what you're doing. Texans are counting on you. Americans are counting on you. And especially this time when we have Thanksgiving, we as Texans and Americans have at the top of our list among our thanks, a thank you to all of our Texas National Guard, those who came from other states to join you, from those other state guards, as well as our DPS officers. So for me, the best and most prolific thing I can do to you today is to let you know the gratitude that Texans have for you. Maybe the second best thing is what General Seltzer was talking about. There is a change afoot as we speak right now. And it's something that formally occurs on January the 20th, but has already begun. Actions, planning, preparation, schematics, everything that needs to be done is being done to make sure that there is no time gap whatsoever. That as soon as January the 20th occurs, there is going to be a change in the way that the United States of America protects our border and protects the sovereignty of the United States of America. And we have with us the person who's going to be the tip of the spear of leading that effort, and that is Tom Homan, a person that you probably know is well experienced at this. If I recall correctly, you served in the Border Patrol, served the head of ICE, and as we say in Texas, this is not his first rodeo. He's been down this pathway before, done this before, comes ready and prepared with both the physical attributes, the mental attributes, and the experience attributes to make sure that we're going to be doing more and faster than anything that's ever been done to, first of all, regain control of our border, restore order in our communities, and also identify, locate, and deport criminals in the United States of America who've come across the border, who are preying upon our fellow Texans and our fellow Americans, and make sure that we restore safety and law and order in communities across the entire United States of America. And I am proud to have with us today the next border czar, and that is Tom Homan.
Thanks, Governor. Look, you guys know me. For the last 4 years, I wake up every morning pissed off about what this administration did to the most secure border in my lifetime. Let me be clear. I worked for 6 presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. Every president I worked for took steps to secure the border because they understood you can't have strong national security if you don't have border security. We need to know who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming in, all those questions, right? No one did better than President Trump. President Trump's one badass president to secure this border at a level we've never seen before. Illegal immigration was down to a 45-year low. Illegal immigration was down between 83% and 90%. Unprecedented success. Joe Biden's the first president in the history of this nation who came into office and unsecured a border on purpose. This isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design. So the first morning I woke up with a smile on my face was the day after the election when President Trump won. Because he's going to come back. He's going to finish the job he started. First of all, he sends us well wishes here and happy Thanksgiving to President Trump. Also, we got a secretary coming in, Secretary Christine Ohm, the governor. I met with her numerous times. She's the right person at the right time for the right job. She gets it. She has a lot of great ideas of her own. So I'm looking forward to Christy getting through the confirmation process and coming to work with us. I think she's doing a fabulous job. Today is the first day I've been at Shelby Park. I'm here. Governor Abbott has done an amazing job. Illegal immigration in Texas is down 86%. Is our 86%. Think about that. This is a model we can take across the country. We're going to help Governor Abbott finish the job he started, but this is a model we can take across the country. Unprecedented success in Texas. It's a shame the taxpayers of Texas have to spend billions of dollars to do the job that this administration failed to do, didn't want to do. And because of that, what everybody in this room today, you got to understand, you're a national hero and you're saving this nation. Let me explain why. It's just not about illegal immigration anymore. When this administration caused a crisis the biggest they caused, it overwhelms the Border Patrol. And because the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed taking care of this humanitarian crisis, many of them are pulled off the line. And what happens then? 600% increase in sex trafficking. Fentanyl coming across the border to kill 250,000 Americans. Record number of people on terrorist watch list crossing the border. Over 2 million known gotaways. How many of them come from a country sponsoring terror? How many of them are carrying fentanyl? How many of them are sex trafficking women and children? How many of them are gang members? So it's more than just illegal immigration. I don't care what your opinion is on illegal immigration. When you cause a crisis this big, all these terrible things happen. Cartels are making more money today than every day. They're making record amount of money smuggling aliens, record amount of money trafficking in women and children, and a record amount of money moving the dope. I'm happy that we finally got a president. President Trump's going to come in January. The governor says, we're not waiting until January. We're already talking. We're already planning. We're going to put a plan in place and secure this nation at the highest level it's ever seen. We're going to finish Trump's work. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. What people don't understand is that what you've done in Texas, for every ounce of fentanyl your troopers seize are less overdose deaths. For every person you arrest for trespassing and put them through a fingerprinting process, that's one less gotaway. At least we know who these people are. What you've done is not only protect the state of Texas and the citizens of Texas, you are protecting this nation. And it's a shame we have other governors and other mayors who are right out of the gate. I said they're going to push back on President Trump and what we're trying to do, especially for interior enforcement. Let me be clear. There is going to be a mass deportation because we just finished a mass illegal immigration crisis on the border. Where anybody can look at, 9 out of 10 people claim asylum at the border will end up with an order of removal. So you can't ask for the right to claim asylum, the right to see a judge, the right to due process, and we give you that due process, and at the end of that due process, a federal judge orders you removed. We have to remove them. Because if we don't, shut down immigration court. Those orders don't mean anything anymore. Take you guys off the border because there's no consequences. So you can't demand due process and the right to claim asylum and not obey the court order. That is why there needs to be a mass deportation. We got a mass number of people, millions of people, who will get a final order and be ordered removed. If we don't do it, what is the option? Let them stay? Because if you let them stay, you'll never fix the border. There'll be people you're going to send a message to the rest of the world. Enter the country legally, which is a crime. Ignore a court order. You never have to go home. We're telling the whole world it's okay to enter this country legally. You never got to go home. We're a nation of laws, and we're going to enforce our laws. The men and women of the ICE, they're going to have a tough job ahead of them. And I'm sending a message for people that said they're going to get in our way. They're going to stop us from doing what we're doing in interior enforcement operation. I've said it 100 times in last week. Don't cross that line. It's a felony to knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. Don't test us. The nation wants a safe country. We've had enough crime in this country, illegal alien crime. It's time to end it and stop it. President Trump's committed to it. He's committed to securing this border. He's committed to having this mass deportation operation and concentrating on public safety threats and national security threats. For any mayor or governor who's going to push back on removing public safety threats from your community, that is your number one responsibility. You ought to be teaming up with us. We have created the biggest national security vulnerability in this nation on the southern border. Because like I said, 2 million known gotaways, we don't know how many unknown gotaways, already a record number of people on the terrorist watch list. If you don't think a single one of the 2 million came from a country sponsoring terror and didn't come to do us harm, then you're an idiot. Everybody ought to be on the same page, Republican, Democrat, Independent. This is a huge national security vulnerability, and everybody ought to be concerned with it. So thank you for your service. Thank you for all the work you're doing. I am impressed what I've seen today. Governor, hats off to you. The outgoing Mr. McGraw, the famous Mr. McGraw, who I actually, he's been a mentor of mine. This guy's done more for DPS than anybody that's ever worked for DPS, in my opinion. He took you guys to the 21st century. Texas DPS is probably the finest law enforcement agency in this nation. So thank you for the DPS. Thank you for Mr. McGraw. Thank you for the governor. Game on. Time to get this done. Game on.